I'll pause for a moment. The title of this message is, Why Should a Christian Be Physically Fit? Well, what is fitness? What is health? There are many doctors here. I see some in the audience. In medical school, and even before that, even nursing school, we describe a person being fit when they develop physically, mentally, and socially. The Christian believes we should develop mentally, physically, socially, and spiritually. So I'd like to turn to the Word of God, and one looks at Luke 2, verse 52. Luke 2, verse 52, and it states there, and Jesus increased in wisdom mentally and stature physically and in favor with God spiritually and with man socially. He developed mentally, physically, spiritually, and socially. Christ developed physically. In the book of Matthew, he walked over three days, over 120 miles. In the book of Mark, he walked 52 miles in one day over rough and mountainous territory. Christ was strong. He was a carpenter. Carpenters in that day worked with wood and stone. If you wanted to find a tree or a stone, you had to march out into the wilderness, find the tree, cut down the tree, drag the tree back into the city without any power tools and cut it to your own specifications. He was powerful. He was not afraid of physical hard labor. A manger was carved out of stone with a hammer and chisel. That's our Christ. He was not weak and frail and soft and pale looking. Even while cleaning out the temple of all the money changers, nobody dared stop him. He developed socially. He had a great personality. People liked to be around him, men and women. He had a crowd around him and an entourage. And people enjoyed being around him. He spoke well. He didn't whisper. You can't stand on a mountain and talk to 5,000 people whispering. He had a strong, powerful voice. Much more powerful than mine. I need a prosthesis to try to speak to the rest of the folk right here. He wasn't a gossiper. He didn't tell anything about your personal business. Even when he spoke to the people there, when they're about to stone the lady, he wrote down what they did in the sand in a way that nobody knows. When he searches the scripture, you still don't know what they did. They just walked away. He developed mentally. In Mark 6, verse 1 and 2, Mark 6, verse 1 and 2, as an adult, after a day of long-distance walking, he began to teach in a synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things, and what wisdom is this which is given unto him? Even at the age of 12, he amazed even the scholarly priest. As a physician, you get to meet all types of persons. And I had an Orthodox priest Jew come into my office one day. And I didn't mention Christ at that time. And I asked, what would it have taken to amaze a scholarly priest? Oh, that's an interesting question, Dr. Barnes. Well, back in those days, a scholarly priest, they were the most educated in the entire area. Scrolls were very, very inexpensive. You couldn't photocopy these scrolls. So these scrolls needed to be memorized. A scholarly priest would have memorized the Torah and have understanding of that Torah. Also, they were versed and knowledgeable in all fields of medicine. So if someone was sick, they bring the person to the scholarly priest, where they look at the person to see if there's any leprosy or any kind of disease and so forth. Now, the word doesn't state exactly why Jesus impressed the scholarly priest. But in my sanctified imagination, I like to think that he had that Torah all memorized and discussing it with those priests, and then he went on home with his parents. We also have the capacity to develop mentally. Please don't let anyone tell you you cannot learn. And obviously, he most certainly developed spiritually. How did he do that? Coming here in human form and becoming a man just like me, just like you, mankind, I should state. He spent time with the Lord, with God, personal time, communing with him, developing energy from him, communication with him. I believe this person that he passed, and I could be mistaken. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. But I believe that that connection was so strong that he couldn't die. When he was nailed on the cross, God had to leave him for him to die. The connection was so strong. And we have the capacity to develop spiritually as well. The enemy would have you think that he's not approachable, that you can't come to him. But you can come to him when he was on this earth, and you most certainly can come to him now. Knowledge, knowing that the real Jesus of the Bible was not an effeminate, pale, weak, soft individual, makes for me the word much more easier to understand. 2 Timothy verse 1 and 7. 2 Timothy verse 1 and 7. The Spirit of Christ is not weak, but strong. Not of fear, but of love and power and sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And he created this whole world. I believe that, don't you? And Genesis 1 verse 26. And God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our own likeness." And on the sixth day of creation, God made man in his own image. And Genesis 1:31, and God saw everything that he had made and said it was very good. He bragged about his creation. If one studies that scripture carefully, you'll see that whenever he developed the stars and the animals and the fish and opened up the land, he said that was good. But when he created man, he said it was very good. This body is amazing. This human body is amazing. If there's anything I've learned through these years, is that this human body is amazing. You have some 250,000 miles of blood vessels supplying blood to every part of your body. You have some 60 trillion cells in our body all working together, forming the lungs. The square footage of the lungs is as large as 2 football fields. Just to catch the air that we breathe. Our cardiovascular system, our gastrointestinal systems, our endocrinological systems that helps to keep everything balanced, your bones, your musculature, the way that we move. We are fearfully and wondrously made. Marvelous are thy works. There's essentially very little that we cannot do. And then we have some 1 trillion connections right within our brain itself. The cerebellum, the cerebral cortex, the temporal area, the hippocampus, the pituitary gland. We have the capacity to learn and to know all that there ever was. Someone tells you have a learning disability, you can correct that. Can be repaired, can be fixed. Can be trained. There is nothing that we cannot do. Psalms 139, verse 1 through 14. I'll praise thee, for we are fearfully and wondrously made. Marvelous are thy works. But some folk disagree. And I must confess, it's fascinating when you discuss this with them. First slide, please. I think that this is amazing. This is a section of our galaxy, right here. There are so many stars. We're told that there are more stars than there are grains of sand in the Sahara Desert. Stars and stars and stars. Next slide. This is the sun, superiorly. Mercury is next. Venus is next. Our Earth is next from the sun. The sun is 93 million miles away from the Earth. It takes the light to get to this Earth 8.5 minutes. And light travels at 186,000 miles per second. Next slide. This is the Earth and the Moon. The Moon is 250 million miles away from the Earth. It takes 3 days for the astronauts traveling at 25,000 miles an hour to get to the moon from the Earth. Next. This is the Earth as seen from Mars. Man, with his wisdom and knowledge, lands a spacecraft on Mars and is able to look at the Earth from Mars. It takes light 5.5 hours, traveling at 186,000 miles per second, to get from the Earth to Mars. Next slide. Next slide. Next. Next. And next. Some of these stars are huge. This is a photo of our sun to the right. This is one of the millions of very large stars, the largest so far discovered, VY Canis Major. It takes the Earth to go around our sun 365 days. Can imagine how long it would take the Earth to go around this star. And if you were to take this star, cut that star in half, and cut that star again into a fourth, you cannot fit one fourth of that star between our sun and the Earth, 93 million miles away. That is a very big star. Our Lord created all of this, and all he had to say about it is that it was good. Next slide. But our cells are by far more complex than that. Some 200,000 miles of blood vessels, 60 trillion cells, the combined strength of all of our muscles combined in one human body, 25 tons. The DNA is wrapped within these cells, nucleus, nucleolus, smooth endoplasmic reticulum, rough endoplasmic reticulum, mitochondria, dividing constantly even as we sit here and speak. That DNA has the blueprint of our entire body, our eyes, our brain, our nose, our mouth, our teeth, our hair, or lack of it later. Over 30 billion nerve cells, neurons entwined into 270 billion neuroglial cells with the capacity to memorize everything that we ever known. You're about to step off a curve and somebody cries out, "Watch out." That sound goes through the air at 1,200 miles an hour, bounces off your tympanic membrane. Cranial nerve 8 at the visual cortex hears this message, interprets it in the auditory cortex. Operating your neck now. Your neck turns because cranial nerve 11 turns your neck over. Activating the eye muscles now, which are innervated by cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. That image now of that automobile is refracting past your eyelids, past the tear layer, past the cornea, past the lens, into the retina, which has 10 layers and is transparent, the inner nuclear membrane, the bipolar cells, horizontal cells, ganglion cells. That photon of light reacts with the photoreceptor cells that stimulates the ganglion cells. But while this is going on, the retinal pigment epithelium revitalizes those photoreceptor cells so that the next image can come into the eye. You have 1.2 million ganglion cells. Those cells go down through the optic nerve to the optic chiasm. The optic chiasm divides the image into two images so that one side goes down one side of the brain, the other side goes down the other side of the brain. That's called the optic tracts that innervates into the lateral geniculate nucleus. Now the radiations of those of the lateral geniculate nucleus, those optic radiations, go to the occipital lobe. The occipital lobe now begins to interpret the images. And now the process of that image going to your cerebral cortex, down your spinal cord, to your quadriceps muscles, so that you can jump not into but out of the way of the automobile. We are fearfully and wondrously made. Marvelous are thy works. This detail is important. And it's by far more complex than that. It's an insult to God, in my opinion, that you think a big explosion took place and then the monkey came, and then somehow you became this. Foolishness. Foolishness. You might be related to a monkey. My father is God. I don't want to beat up on anybody. In my own way, I was beaten up even coming to church today or this week as well. But man has taken this beautiful creation and has turned it into junk. Much of what has happened to us is our own faults. I sit here guilty before you. And there are so many other processes that are going on as Christ's time is near. Diabetes taking us over, high blood pressure, heart attack and strokes and breast cancer and all types of illnesses creeping in. It just seems to get worse and worse. Different ways of thinking, trying to be politically correct. Men interested in men and women interested in women. The man tells you he's a man, but he looks like a woman and vice versa. I'm a man, I'm a woman, and all this going on there, not to make any judgment, not judging the folk. What that tells you is that it's time to get into the boat. Next slide. Next. Next. 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Know ye not that the temple of God is holy, and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are. Next. We all know this. Next. We all know this. Next. Sister White states, I've argued with her a lot over my life, but she states, and she's right, a failure to care for the living machinery is an insult to the Creator. There are divinely appointed rules which, if observed, will keep human beings from disease and premature death. Next. I saw the reason why God did not hear the prayers of his servants. Did not hear. More fully was that he could not be glorified in doing so while they were violating the laws of health. Ladies and gentlemen, the last thing I want, I think you want too, is for the Lord not to hear our prayers right now as we are in the last days, and I recognize that He is coming at any minute. Next. And I also saw that He designed the Health Reform and Health Institute to prepare the way for the prayer of faith to be answered. Faith and good works should go hand in hand with relieving the afflicted among us and in fitting them to glorify God here and to be saved at the coming of Christ. Next. I have a few suggestions here. And Pastor, I want to be cautious in regards to time. How much time do we have? Ecclesiastes 9, verse 10. Whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave where we're all going to go. Next slide. These are some suggestions that I think we should take very seriously today. All that school, all that studying, all those books, all that study, all those tests, all those examinations, and it really begins to boil down to this. Folk, we must exercise. Please. At least 3 days a week, there should be some type of weight-bearing exercise. And every other day, there should be some cardiovascular exercise for at least work up to 15 minutes a day with the cardiovascular exercise and work up to 1 hour 3 times a week with the weight-bearing exercise. 1 day working on back exercises. Work up till 1 hour of doing that. Take a day off the next day, work on the chest area, 1 hour. Take a day off, work on the legs area, 1 hour, while performing cardiovascular exercise, 15 minutes every other day, and doing something for the abdomen every day just to remind you of the fact that you need to get this done. I don't know how clear to state it. Next slide. Some folk have done that. 78 years old, next slide. 80 years old, next slide. 94 years old, next slide. She was 74 years old when this picture was taken. Now she's 80, next slide, looking good. 74 years old, next slide. The children's story made it clear, won't spend as much time here. We need to eat this, please. God who made you, designed it this way, He made it. I was fortunate to get one of those Mercedes cars years ago. Said put premium gas in there. I didn't want to do it. I wanted to save money. I put the regular gas in there. I don't have the Mercedes anymore. To get the protein, you eat the nuts, the grains, that's what you do. I wish it were different. I didn't create the body. This was the Creator. Next slide. It's so simple, yet so complex. Want to drink about a gallon of water a day? Don't do it tonight. You worked yourself up to this. an adult drinks about 3/4 to 1 gallon of water a day. It is important. The biological chemistry within the body simply does not work well unless the water is there. It's very difficult to lose weight unless the water is consumed. I wish it were another way. It is not. If you don't like water, you have a serious problem. You might want to detoxify yourself seriously, and then you might acquire a taste of water again, and you want to drink the water so that you stay well. It's the cheapest facelift you can get, is drinking water. Next slide. It seems so obvious, but it's true. We have little control over that. There's a new administration who doesn't think this is important, but get as much as you can. Next slide. We now know, and Sister White did not know, that the sunlight seems to react with our skin to create a hormone called vitamin D, and that vitamin D is now found to be more important than just your bone strength and you growing. We now see it's very important in your immune status and in your prevention of diabetes. If one is adequately managed and have the right vitamin D levels, one can help or reduce your chances of developing diseases like rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, diabetes, macular degeneration, various types of cancer. Colon cancers can be reduced just by making certain that you have adequate amount of vitamin D. You got to be cautious and temperate. You don't want to burn your skin and develop other types of diseases, but that is important. I wish there was another way. Sunlight. I want days off from work so that I can get the sunlight. No. But I get the vitamin D in. Yes. Next slide. Folk, we got to rest. How many of you watched The Tonight Show during the week? Not getting enough rest. Not getting enough rest. Not getting enough rest. Turn it off. Go to sleep. Your body regenerates during the night. Growth takes place during the night. The healing takes place during the night. The muscular growth takes place during the night. Rest during the night. Next. We can take a long time to discuss that. You are what you eat. You are what you eat. You really are what you eat. Next. 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 This sounds reasonable, doesn't it? Sounds reasonable. Y'all have heard this. Talk about this all the time. I know this. Why doesn't this take place? Why is it so hard? It could be one of these things. This is not medical. These are observations just by taking care of people. One of the things that are effective in carrying out these laws is by developing relationships, to have good friends and persons around you, your family around you. Next slide. Next. Talked about this. Next. It's to entwine your mind with the Lord. There are things that He can do that you cannot do for yourself. You can go to the pastor, you can go to the doctor, but some of these things in the mind, and there's nothing that we can do. However, He creating your whole body, your whole mind and everything, He can go through and work through those problems and those complex intricacies and even the regular things that we have to do through our lives that makes taking advantage of those laws so difficult to do. Three things that I've identified here as we begin to wrap things up. Number one, could you be suffering from mindsetism? The mind is just set. It can't move. Noah was speaking to a lot of folk who had mindsetism. Mindsetism person kind of resembles this. My mother was fat. My father was fat. I am fat. I don't care. I got insurance. I'd rather die before I give up my sirloin steak. I love smoking. I love to eat. I hate exercise, and I do not like water. I've been this way for 50 years, and nothing has happened to me yet. I got an uncle of whom lived to 94, and he ate whatever he wanted to eat, and smoked whatever he wanted to smoke. Never saw a doctor. It's my body, and I will do with it as I wish. I make a lot of money off these folk here. I don't have to spend any time. Just make sure you run that insurance through there. Next. Number two, denialism. I'm not really that big, doctor. All my family is big bone. I don't eat that much. I don't smoke that much. I used to take that blood pressure medicine. It don't do me any good. That's also very beneficial to me also. Next. Oh, Lord, pray for me now. I suffer with this myself, I must confess. No time to eat. No time to sleep. I don't need exercise because I'm always on my feet. Those vegetables are too expensive, and they don't fill me up. My kids are in school. My kids are out of school. It's too hot. It's too cold. I'm too young. I'm too old. I just did my hair. Y'all need an excuse. I got plenty of them I can use. You need one. Whether it's a good excuse or a bad excuse, you get the same result. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Period. Allow the Lord to be your personal trainer. What does he say? Words of encouragement. Wrapping up there, Pastor. Romans 12:1. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31. Whether you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. How? How do I do this? How do I get this done, Master? Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheth me. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. God will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will, with the temptation, also make a way of escape. Jude 24. God is able to keep you from falling. God says, call on me in the day of trouble, and I'll deliver you. Had a patient bring in a chocolate cake for me to eat. Call on me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you. Was the Lord able to use a simple man today? Pastor, the Lord is blessed. I heard more than eight. Church, the Lord is coming soon. I don't know anything. Dr. Deshay, this has been something else. All this training, all this study, and it all goes right back to him. He is coming soon. He is coming soon. I don't know what more he can do to convince us. He is coming soon. My appeal to each of you today is to please, please, don't be afraid to reach out to him. He is a good God. He will develop you mentally, physically, spiritually, socially. He's done that for me. Mentally, and he continues to do the microsurgery on me that is needed. I ask God only this personally as I continue to develop mentally, that I can at least have the sense of an animal and get on board the ark too. Thank you. Please close us out. Thank you.